Blog Talk Radio.
Trust and obey.
Happy.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it brings me a lot of joy to welcome you all here again tonight for this installation of All Nations Bible Study for this Wednesday, December the 7th, 2022. Now, my brothers and sisters, please retrieve something to write with and to write on and retrieve your Bibles and get ready for a phenomenal study with your host and facilitator, the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship located in Oakland, California, our beloved Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, Apostle Cook. For your introduction. I just thank God for this day and also to be on the broadcast tonight. It's indeed an opportunity and a blessing to share.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So our topic tonight is obedience, and I'm going to share, some of the consequences tonight. Also, there are blessings when we walk in obedience, when we simply obey God. When we don't obey, there are consequences.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some of those tonight, and then I'm going to share more next week, and we will go into another topic next week, but when I come on, not next week, but the third Wednesday.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? The third? Yeah. Okay.
If you, right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Yes.
You're right.
Tonight. Praise the Lord. All right, our topic tonight is obedience. Father God, we come to you tonight, coming really to praise you and to magnify your name in all that we say, all that we do. And I pray, Lord, that you will just bless me tonight and allow me to decrease, but for you
bless
to
her, Lord.
Speak through me tonight.
Yes,
and,
Jesus.
Give me the words to share tonight in talking about obedience, because it is so important. And so we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, for those that are listening in tonight will get something out of it that will help them in their walk in obedience to God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
All right. I'm just going to go through what I feel like I need to share right now. We as Christians, we need to choose to walk in obedience to God. I mean, we should desire to, because we want to please him. If you're sold out to God, you want to please him in every way. Amen. So we're going to share.
Amen.
Romans, going to go to Romans, the 6th chapter and the 16th verse. Romans 6. And verse 16. Okay, and it says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." Now let's go to St. John, the 16th chapter, and the 33rd verse. And it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And because He overcame the world. We, that makes us overcomers. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
amen.
We are able to walk in obedience. Praise
That's
God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because we are overcomers. And we should not allow anything to affect us in any way to prevent us from obeying God. Now, another one I want to share is that, let's see. In our walking in obedience to God, we need to take charge of our own thoughts, because we know the scripture says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Okay? His ways are not like our ways. And so we need to know that and think about that. You know, we can come up with a lot of things that we want to do that are contrary to God. And it might even seem right to us, but we need to walk in obedience to God, okay, and take charge of our own thoughts and know that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so we should focus on that and know that, praise God, and put our own thoughts away and walk in obedience. Do what God tells us to do. Do what his word tells us to do. When we read the word of God, we get instructions. So we know what we're to do. The Bible says that if we know to do good and we don't, then it's a sin. If we know to do good and we don't, we're walking in disobedience. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and the 5th verse. Chapter 10, verse 5. Okay, and, you know, many times we need to focus on this scripture because we know that the enemy, Satan, the devil, speaks to us. Just like God speaks to us, the devil speaks to us. But we know that the devil is full of lies. The Bible says he is the author of lies. Okay?
Yes.
So we can't believe him, but our belief should be in God. So I'm going to read this. Read a few scriptures in here. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen.
Amen.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, okay? Because we have these thoughts, praise God, but when they don't line up with God's thoughts about what he would have us to do or telling us to do, then we know who we're listening to. We know who we're hearing, okay? So, we have our thoughts, but those thoughts, if they don't agree with God, those thoughts are coming from our enemy, which
yes.
is Satan. Praise God.
Yes.
Okay? So that's why we need to cast down these imaginations and these things that come into our mind that is not of God. Praise God. And we need to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, because we want to obey him, all right, and not Satan and not man. Okay, we should also be fearing God and trusting in him, giving him reverence.
Yes.
This is the kind of fear we're talking about, giving him honor, giving him praise, giving him respect, giving him what's due to him, and also putting our trust in him, knowing that he is God Almighty, knowing that he is all powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go to Isaiah, the 50th chapter. Isaiah 50, and that will be verse 10. I think I have it right. Okay, verse 10. It says, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God." Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Stay with God. All right? No matter what. And fear him. Obey his voice. Amen. Praise God. Because we're no longer in darkness. He has brought us into his marvelous light.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I have a couple more scriptures.
Several scriptures. But walking in obedience means to obey God and not man. God is our sovereign ruler over all that he created. So we need to obey him over anyone else in the world. Anyone else. Our families. Anyone else that's close to us, our spouses, everything. God comes first. He comes first. Yes. All right, let's go to Acts, the 5th chapter. The 5th chapter and the 29th verse. And it says, "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we are to obey God rather than man." Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, amen.
They understood. Amen. And we also need to understand that, who we must obey. And let's go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 6 and verse 19. Okay, let's read the ninth verse also. "Know ye not, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God."
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes. Not doing any of those things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to walk in obedience. We want to obey God and not man. Praise God, and know that he is our sovereign ruler. So we don't want to allow anybody else to trick us into doing anything that that is contrary to God. All right. And then here's another one I wrote down. Can we really walk in obedience? And we can. We can walk in obedience. This is made possible by the Holy Spirit. When God puts the Holy Spirit in us, we are then marked with the seal for our lives in eternity with God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So, and I wanted to say that the Holy Spirit nudges us when we disobey God, or when we want to go and do something contrary to what God has told us to do. The Holy Spirit is our leader, our guide, and the Holy Spirit speaks to us and shows us the things
that are not right for us to do. Amen.
So
Amen. If we pay attention and if we're in tune to the Holy Spirit, we're going to know when we get that nudge. And that's when we need to pay attention and straighten up and obey, walk in obedience to whatever God is telling us at that time, that we go in the right way,
mm-hmm.
that we don't get off the path, or that we don't decide to go do our own thing or be enticed by what somebody else tells us. Amen?
Amen, that's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes as Christians, even in our sharing with other people about what God has given us to do, sometimes, you know, they won't agree with that. But that's okay. Still do what God is telling you to do.
Yes.
Because if we listen to what others have to say about it, then they might even talk you into changing your mind. And then you've disobeyed God. So we have to be really careful with that. If God tells you to do something, simply do it. And absolutely we can follow what his word says, you know, and do that and follow God's instructions. Throughout the Bible, we have instructions on what to do, what not to do. Amen?
Yes.
So it behooves us to stay in the word of God. To stay prayed up, and faith has a lot to do with our obedience. If God tells us to do something, and there are times that, you know, we're cautioned to do things by the word of God and God speaking directly to us, and sometimes it just seems like it's far-fetched sometimes, you know, and how can I really do that? Well, we can. We can walk in obedience. We can do it. Because he has given us all the tools, all the resources, his word, prayer, faith, and even divine weapons that we can use. Because when we're doing good, that's when Satan is all around us. You know, trying
mm-hmm.
to get us to do something different.
Yeah.
Trying to get us off the path.
Yeah.
Off that straight and narrow path. Amen.
Yeah.
And he begins to show us things. And he begins to make things exciting to us, you know. And oftentimes that's what causes people to go astray.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Disobedience is really dangerous. You know, so we have to really be careful, and we really have to stay within the guidelines of what the Word of God is saying, so that we won't make any mistakes.
Amen.
Okay, let's look at Jeremiah. Let's see, is that the one? Yes, Jeremiah, and it's. Chapter 7, chapter 7, verse 23. Verse 23. Okay. It says, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Okay. Yes.
And in this particular passage, there was some disobedience. Amen. Hallelujah. And I won't go into that tonight, but if we just look at that scripture and pay attention to what it's really saying to us, you know, we will be blessed. Praise God. Because he's letting us know through Jeremiah the prophet at that time to obey his voice. Obey his voice. And I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. A lot of confidence in that. Amen.
Yeah.
Now let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 1. Chapter 1 and verse 13. And it says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. So here again, we have another scripture that talks about us being sealed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. So we need to trust God, the God that saved us. I mean, you know, God gave his son. Praise God. And son gave his life for us, for our sake, so that we could live. Praise God. And so, why shouldn't we be able to obey him? He's done all of this for us. Why shouldn't we be able to obey? And then it lets us know, again, that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen? So we can obey God. We have all of this, all of what he has given us. So we are able to obey. Okay, let's go to the book of Ezekiel. And we're going to go to, Ezekiel 36, the 36th chapter in Ezekiel. Okay. Okay, I'm almost there.
Praise God. Amen. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
We
thank
use our
Jesus.
Bible. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Okay. The 36th chapter and the 27th verse says, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Amen. Praise God. So again, you know, obeying God, walking in obedience. He's put his spirit within us. Praise God. So that changes us. So we're able to walk by the Spirit. Amen? Because the Spirit lives and dwells in us. Hallelujah. All right. Our lives will be pleasing even to us when we walk in obedience. We will have joy and gladness, contentment. Amen? Praise God. I know when I'm walking in obedience, that's what I have. And the Bible tells us that godliness with contentment, and we have his godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen.
Yeah.
So when we are walking in obedience, it brings us joy. It brings us peace. It brings us contentment. Amen. And that means that we're content in all areas, in what we do, who we are, where we live, and even who we are connected with. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's a blessing to walk in obedience because we have so much, the joy, the peace, knowing that you're walking with God, knowing that you're doing the very things that he told you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I know I'm eager to obey him. I'm eager to obey him because from the past, my past, I knew that there were consequences. But now my life is you know, so different. And that's been many years ago. But, you know, the closer we come to God, the more we experience his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his undying love. The closer we get to it, the more we experience that. And that's where the blessing is, you know, and just knowing that I'm doing what he told me to do. I'm walking in obedience, you know. Praise God. I'm pleasing my God. You know, I'm doing what I can to delight myself in the Lord because just because he's who he is, I want to please him. I want to live for him. I want to do what he tells me to do. Praise God. And I want to encourage others to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only do I want that fulfillment, but I want others to also have that fulfillment as well. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And to really know him like that. To really know who he is, to really know the love that he has for you and know how much he values you and to know how much he desires you. Praise God. And wants to be with us. Praise God. So we know that blessings come with our obedience. Praise God. And our disobedience, we're going to face consequences, you know. If we obey, we're going to reap God's blessing. And he's promised us so many. Praise God. So when I share again on it, and I'm not going to share very much next week, but I do have certain ones that are in the Bible that I want to share about. And in their disobedience, I just want to share what happened to them. One of them is Jonah, and there are others as well that were disobedient. And they reaped the consequences, praise God. So, Paul had much teaching on the subject as well. Amen. So we know that there are great effects that take place if we disobey God. And let's see, I'm checking my time now. I'm going to go to Deuteronomy just for a little bit to share some of the blessings as well as the curses. That's Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And we know that the 28th chapter is very familiar. So I'm going to share some in this chapter. What I wanted to bring out is that there are blessings in our obedience, but also there are curses that happen or come about due to disobedience. Amen. So I'm going to just read some of those, and then I'm going to close out. Praise God. The 28th chapter, starting with the first verse, says, "And it shall come to pass," and we can just follow this together, "and it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments." And it says, all. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Not just some things that he tells us to do, but all. Amen. And it says, "Which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Yeah.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord
yeah.
shall cause thine enemies. Cause thine enemies. Amen. That rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, because they'll know who you belong to. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shall not borrow. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful place to be in, when you're not borrowing, but you're lending and giving? Amen. I would prefer that rather than to be borrowing. Amen. Verse 13 says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shall be above only, and thou shall not be beneath. We don't have to take down. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we belong to God. Hallelujah. And that's why it says that, and thou shall not be beneath. We shall be above. Only, the word says. And, you know, oftentimes, Satan will try to put us down, make us feel like we are beneath, okay? Praise
yeah.
God. And it lets us know, again, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe them and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of these words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Now, we know that this is in the Old Testament, but it still stands for us today to obey God. Now, what I wanted to point out, that is 14 scriptures, the blessings of obedience. But when you look at the curses of disobedience, it is from the 15th verse all the way to the 68th verse. Now, that's a lot to have to go through.
Curses.
if we don't obey God.
Yes.
Now, isn't it better to obey God than to not obey God?
Amen.
And have curses come upon us rather than blessings?
Yes.
Because God has chose that blessings come upon us, even to the point where we don't even have room enough for them. And then we're able to give some blessings away. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
But the curses are horrible. Amen. And I'm not going to read. I said I was going to share. Well, maybe I'll share a couple of them. But if you would read those, it's a lot of them to read, because we also need to know what happens. We need to really know the consequences if we don't obey God. Okay.
Yes.
I know the 25th verse says, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before your enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Earth, okay? So we wouldn't want that to happen to us. Praise God. Amen. And
amen.
So it's a lot of them. That a lot of things we wouldn't want to happen to us. We wouldn't want them to happen to anybody. But, you know, we have a choice. We have
mm-hmm.
a choice to obey or disobey.
Yes.
And I'm going to stop right here. And I'm going to ask Apostle Cook if she will take it from here. And I will be sharing again on the third Wednesday. And we will be talking about some other topics as well. But I will share just a little bit more of obedience versus disobedience
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of the lesson. And then I'll go right into the other topics that we will be sharing. Amen.
All right. Amen.
So, we're going to be talking about stewardship.
Amen.
One of the topics. Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you all, and I hope you got something out of this.
Oh,
amen.
Thank God. Praise God. I did.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, praise
yes.
God. We have a few minutes left, and if you have a comment or a question, please press your 1, and I'll address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. We also have some of the anointed servant leaders of Spirit Alive in the house. We have Minister Tuggle and Mother Shirley Mitchell. And as always, I'd like to give them an opportunity if they would like to have a word to do so. And we will start with Minister Tuggle in case he has to get back to what he was doing. We know he is busy. So Minister Tuggle, would you like to have a word?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I praise God for being here on tonight. I thank God for what my ears have heard on tonight. Being obedient unto the Lord. It's a good thing to be obedient unto the Lord because of the simple fact that we're his children. And as a parent, and as children, and as a parent of children, you want your children to have things that they need and some of their heart's desires. And I know with me, being a parent and everything, you know, some of those things that my children want come by them being obedient to their parents. So I thank God for the teaching on tonight on being obedient unto the Lord. Can have our heart's desires, not just our heart's desires, but have a closer relationship with Him. Amen. Because
amen.
When we go away from the standards and the statutes of the Lord, our sins depart us from the presence of the Lord. Because he is the master of God. So when we're being disobedient unto the Lord, we're being separated from the Lord. So when we're obedient, we're drawing close to God.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
so
good.
We just learn. We have to. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God, every word that is in the Word of God, we must adhere to it. We must obey it in Jesus' name and live our life the way the Lord would have us to live. And I'm thankful on tonight to just be able to come in and listen in on the lesson on tonight
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tuggle. Amen. Mother Mitchell.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. I've been calling you Minister, Pastor Zeta all
that's all right.
And I don't want to or say the wrong thing if I don't have to, but you know what? I've listened to a lot of ministers over the years, and you know, a lot of times they always tell you about a blessing that God has for us. Why wouldn't he have blessings for us? He loved us personally. He gave his only begotten Son for us.
Yes.
We are his
yes.
creation. Yes. He wants us to do what honors and pleases him the most. So he's very
That's right.
specific about those blessings. But I tell you one thing that they neglect that equally is as important, and that's why I love Apostle Zeta so much, because she's going to tell us what the consequences are when we don't. And that's equally as important, because we need to know what God says he's going to do when we disrespect him and do not obey him.
Amen.
That's right.
And we need to know what that is so we can steer when the old devil going to bring some of those at you now.
Okay.
That's
oh, yeah.
Amen.
And we need to know how to
Amen.
Deal and stay out of them traps he's going to set for us.
All right.
So I just thank God for her teaching. And
thank
I don't know what
Thank you, Jesus.
I always get something out of it.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank God for it. And thank you both. And thank you, Minister Tuttle. I appreciate
yes.
your remarks.
Amen.
So
bless the Lord. Oh, my
praise
soul.
Praise God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Now, we have heard a rhema word. And for some of you that may be sitting in the chat rooms, or some of you that may be younger, and when we talk about being obedient to God, I mean, you don't get to pick and choose about
That's
what
right.
you're going to be obedient to.
That's
Either
right.
you're going to trust
right.
and obey God in everything, or mm-hmm. you're not going to trust him at all. And I'm going to tell
That's
you something.
Right.
If you ever want to question if you're lining up with God's will or not, see how things are going for you. You see, when you're being
yeah.
obedient to God and you're in the will of God, everything falls into place because God does not fail.
Amen.
That's right.
But when you are calling yourself helping God, when you're going to start stepping in doing things in and of yourself,
Mm-hmm.
when you tell God, oh, yeah, I'm listening to you, as you go out and proceed to do exactly what it is you think ought to be
mm-hmm.
done, that's
Not
all
well.
Disobedience
well.
And disrespect, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Amen.
And you can see yourself, as Apostle Zeta said, you will find yourself in a very dark place. You can find
yes.
your the enemy. Have you sitting and spinning. He will have you sitting depressed. He will have you sitting
mm-hmm.
discouraged. He will have you sitting
Amen.
Just totally in disarray.
Yeah.
Because I've always Damn. Told you, sin takes you further than you want to go, makes you stay longer
yeah.
than you want to stay, and makes you pay more than you want to pay. So,
All right.
We're
going to
take it one more step further and say, if you find yourself outside of the will of God, go to him and repent
Amen.
And allow him to hit the reset button.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you something else. When we are disobedient to God, then that means we believe that we are more important. Our pride, our ego, our trip is more important than he is. And he will not tolerate it. Because he lines up everything that he is and everything that he has against that spirit of pride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what leads to disobedience. Oh, I don't need God. I can do this myself.
Oh.
I know the Lord told me to do so and so and so and so for so and so, but you know what? They had worked my last week, so I'm not gonna do all of that.
That's what Jonah told him too. Look what
you know, and again. Like I said, you better go to God and repent. And I mean, when you repent, I don't mean say I'm sorry. Don't say, well, Lord, you know, I think I messed up. And then get up and continue to do the same thing you've been doing. No,
amen.
When you repent, that means you go and sin no more. That means you go and you leave that thing alone. That means you go and sit yourself down somewhere until the Lord tells you to get up. Yes, sometimes the Lord needs to give us all a time out.
Amen.
When we are being disobedient.
Amen.
Yeah.
So he can remind us of who he is and who we are. So Apostle Zeta, I want to thank you for this awesome word tonight. And this is indeed a word that needs to be bound with a word of prayer. So most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now just praising and rejoicing. Hallelujah, because
thank
we know
you,
you are well pleased with the word that went forth tonight because it was yours. It was straight from your holy word, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus now that you re-pour in to Apostle Zeta because she has truly poured out on tonight. I want to thank you, Father God, for Minister Adam and for Mother Mitchell, Lord God.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Lord God, that there are no big eyes or little yous, that we come together, Lord God, on one accord to just reach the world for you, Lord God. For you, because you told us to go into all the world and make disciples of men, teaching them everything that you taught us. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just praise you because we know that you were with us on this program tonight. We know that your Holy Spirit was present. Lord, I pray against those spirits, Lord God, that causes people to walk in disobedience, the lack of faith, Lord God, the pride, Lord God. My Lord, I pray against those Jezebelite spirits, Lord, that are trying to usurp everything that you are trying to do, Lord God. I pray against those manipulative spirits, Father God, and those justifying spirits, Lord, those lies that we tell ourselves, God, when we know we're outside of your will, Lord, when we know we are being disobedient, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that your holy word would shine the light in those areas and that we would want to correct it, Lord God. That we would want to be cleansed,
right,
Lord
now.
God, because we don't want anything to separate us, Father God. Lord, continue to bless our listeners all over this world.
Yes, Jesus.
You just shore them up on every leaning side, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus for those that might not know you as part of this sin. But right now, Lord God, Lord, I pray that somebody is saying right now, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my come into my life today. I want to be obedient to you. I tried it my way and it didn't work, Lord. So now let me allow you to be my Lord and Savior. Please, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come into my
Lord.
Life and say, rescue me.
Jesus.
Teach me your way so that I can walk in obedience to you all the days of my life and beyond. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Lord, bless every ministry represented here. Bless every
Everyone,
service that may be listening right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Bless
yes,
the works
Lord.
Of their hands always, Father God. I pray a special blessing over Minister Adam's family, Lord God, his beautiful wife and his children. Lord, bless his first family. Bless his mother and father, Lord God, and their household of faith. Lord, I just ask especially that you provide their need according to your riches and glory, that you, Lord God, would continue to bless their congregation, Father God. Bless Apostle and her household of faith, Lord God. And we pray it all
thank
in Jesus'
you,
holy and mighty name.
Amen
and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have indeed been listening to All Nations Bible Study with the Anointed Apostles. We pray that you this week, we are on hiatus until Saturday, where you can hear Minister Adam Tuggle at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the summit. This is young man is a very anointed young man. He's a very passionate young man. And if you tune in, I am sure you will be blessed. So
amen.
On behalf of Pastor Zeta, Mother Mitchell, Minister Adam, and myself, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night and God bless you from all of us here at All Nations Bible Study and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, everyone.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night. God
good
bless
night.
You.
I love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye. Bye.